AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Miami Marlins game with the Atlanta Braves today has been canceled. Overnight, Marlins ace pitcher Jose Fernandez was killed in a boating accident. He was 24. Two other people were killed when a boat slammed into a jetty off Miami Beach. Officer Lorenzo Velos is with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission.
I can tell you neither of the three were wearing their life vests, which is something we definitely recommend. Our agency, Coast Guard, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue, and any marine agency that's on the water wears their vest.
Fernandez had escaped from Cuba and had become one of the brightest stars in baseball. He talked about his love for the game after winning the Rookie of the Year award in the National League in 2013.
As I was a kid, the first thing that I would wake up in the morning and do, it would be thinking about baseball, be about playing baseball. So all the kids in Cuba that play baseball, they don't have the best equipment, but they do. They go play.
Vela says there was no immediate indication alcohol or drugs were a cause in the crash in Florida. Security around the Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina, has been increased in light of recent protest over the shooting death by police of Keith Scott. Officers dressed in riot gear received an ovation from fans waiting to get into the Carolina Panthers game today into the stadium. Investigators say the suspect in the deadly mall shooting outside Seattle said nothing and appeared zombie-like when he was arrested. The man was arrested last night. Debate number one is tomorrow night for the presidential candidates. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway says the threat that Jennifer Flowers would be at the debate follows the Clinton camp saying Mark Cuban may be there.
He wants to remind people that he's a great counterpuncher. They started this one by saying that they would give a front row seat to Mark Cuban.
And Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook hopes that moderator will call out Donald Trump on any untruths.
It's unfair to ask for Hillary both to play traffic cop with Trump, make sure that his lies are corrected.
This is AP Radio News. Today in the NFL, the undefeated Minnesota Vikings are in Charlotte to play the 1-1 Carolina Panthers. Running back Adrian Peterson is injured for the Vikings, but quarterback Sam Bradford sees this as an opportunity.
We'd love to have him still playing, but, you know, like I said, I think it's just an opportunity for the next guys to step up. You know, we can't let that affect us. You know, I think if you spend too much time dwelling on that or you let that bring you down, then it's going to affect your play.
A big test for the Philadelphia Eagles and their rookie quarterback Carson Wentz today. They host the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's cool to be 2-0, and we, you know, we've done some good things, but every week you're trying to see where you're at and where you measure up. You know, the Steelers present a big challenge. You know, they do, and I think we'll be ready for it.
Also in the NFL on week three, Denver is at Cincinnati, Detroit is at Green Bay. The Tennessee Titans will host the Oakland Raiders, and the New York Jets are in Kansas City. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.